33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. This week's deadly Southwest Airlines incident marked the first passenger death in U.S. commercial aviation since 2009. A mother of two killed when she was partially pulled from the plane by decompression forces after a window was shattered by shrapnel from an exploding engine. But the terrible incident also brought attention to another woman who's being hailed as a hero this hour. The pilot who not only landed the plane safely with just one engine, but did so with so much focus and calm that she even punctuated her emergency radio messages with a customary sign-off, "Good day." Thanks to her skill and nerves of steel, it was a very good day indeed for nearly 150 passengers as that Southwest 737 kissed the tarmac, landing on that one engine. Perhaps folks shouldn't be so surprised. After all, the pilot had made history in the skies before. Joining us now is Kathy McCullough. She is a former captain for Northwest Airlines and a member of the International Society of Women Airline Pilots. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks.
What do you know about this Texas-based pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz? She used to be in the military, I understand.
She did, and I don't know her personally. I have friends that know her, and no one is surprised that she did such a great job.
How did you become a pilot yourself in commercial aviation? Were you part of the military yourself? Or I'm just trying to get a sense of how many women take this career path.
Not many take the path, and I took it as a science elective in Gainesville, Florida, when I was in high school. I went to the airport and started learning how to fly after I got a job there as a receptionist on the weekends.
Obviously, we're still thinking of this incident as a tragedy, which it is, because of the loss of life. But how did it feel for you to see this woman pilot celebrated as the hero of this story?
I was thrilled, and I was thrilled for a couple reasons, David. One, because kids nowadays don't identify women as being pilots. And having someone in the spotlight who's a lady who does a great job just points out that it can happen at and does happen and isn't really that much of a surprise.
You know, of course it isn't. I mean, if you think about the stories that we all learned as children, you know, there were women who were hero aviators. They've been flying for, you know, more than 100 years, but it's still a very male-dominated field. I wonder why that is, that people are still surprised to see females in the cockpit.
I think one reason is they have the wrong impression that women don't have the temperament for it, because they think, oh, they're going to cry in an emergency, they're going to fall apart, and obviously we don't. We handle families and airplanes and anything else that's thrown at us, and I think a lot of it is misperception, but I think the other half is that we are still seeing a lot of harassment in this field. Men do not want women in their airplanes.
As a captain yourself, when you'd introduce yourself to passengers, what sort of reactions would you get?
You'd get a lot of surprised faces, and especially in Japan in the beginning. I was the fourth woman at Northwest, and some of the men in Japan would get off the plane when they found out there was a woman up there.
They just didn't trust a woman behind the controls?
Exactly, and Muhammad Ali said, "Whoa, now I am scared. Are you flying this?"
Wow.
And I said, "Don't worry, there are two men up there. I'm sure they can take over."
It's unbelievable that you'd have to say something like that.
It is. It is. But sometimes passengers don't understand. And I think that there's this basic fear of flying, which probably wasn't helped by this incident. And they don't think that a woman can handle it. They want a strong man.
So you think things might change in the aftermath of this incident? Maybe, I mean, seeing how masterfully the pilot handled this emergency situation, do you think that maybe people will stop thinking and looking at female pilots in a different way?
I'll be surprised, because most of us have been in this field. Most of my friends that are retired with me have been in the field 40 years, and we're still at 5%.
Just 5% of all pilots in commercial aviation are women? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And until we reach a tipping point, which is supposedly 20%, I don't think we'll see much in the way of a change. We make the same as men. It's a good paying job. And I'm speaking today down in Bend, Oregon at a high school for a career day, and I'm hoping that I can convince young women how great a career this is, but most of the time they want to know how to be a flight attendant.
We've been talking about Tammy Jo Schultz, who's the pilot of the Southwest 737, which made an emergency landing in Philadelphia this week. With Kathy McCullough, she's a former captain for Northwest Airlines and a member of the International Society of Women Airline Pilots. Kathy, thanks again.
You bet. Thanks, David.